The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Great day. And just feeling good. Great morning. Go out, take a good walk. Stretch your legs. Sort of undo all that happened the week that you're not appreciating. Unwind a little bit. Rejuvenate. And of course, we're getting a lot of rain this morning. Because it's really good for everything. Thank you for joining us. As you know, what we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be more alert about yourself, for you to understand there's a lot more to you than you're being given credit for by anyone or yourself. You have to understand that you are the giant and you're huge and you're not just a sand on the beach. You are the beach. You are the world. You are the universe. The universe is in you as opposed to you being in the universe. That's how big you are. And we are here. We're all interconnected with one another. We've come from another place called the spiritual world. People that listen to this show all the time will ask me a lot of questions about things, other worlds, spirituality. Do I believe this? Do I follow that? Just all over the place. And I appreciate the question. So thank you for doing that. And today we're going to go over and try to answer some of them. Oh, before I go, there's some that, you know, a lot of questions do come in and you have to be prepared for them at times. And unfortunately, some of them I cannot repeat. Some could be seen as offensive. And I want to let everybody know that this is our show about spirituality. It's about genuine love for each other and understand. And of course, as well as respect and tolerance is necessary. So we don't have much time to offer to those who would be critical or have something negative to say about another existence. We are all connected. You need to know that. We at the Barrington Show do not take lightly those who want to be critical or be insulting to anybody, any group. So, having said all that, let's stick to what we do best, and we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness so you can know the value of you. When you've come from another place to this earth through what we call birth, then you become a human being. You've taken the spirituality of this universe and you've now put a body to it. So for the very first time, you could touch and you have all the emotions that come with it. Before that, you're just spiritual existence. Now you have a body. Before I go any further about the body, I need for you to understand how to care for it, how to take care of it. It's like your vehicle. If you put time into taking care of it, the body, it will go a further distance. I could explain that later, because at some point I do say we only sign up for a short journey, and other times we've signed up consciously, make a decision to stay here for longer periods of time. That's the decisions that we've made coming here. All the records that made you who you are and where you've come from and where you will inevitably return to is written down somewhere by you. There are people here in the spiritual sense who could meditate and go and read what was written down for their purpose. And what's interesting for me is a lot of people will tell you that they don't know their purpose. I get that. But if they also wanted to know the purpose through meditation and understanding spirituality, you're able to bring yourself to the place where you can remember and read your own literature. And I don't know how it's written down, but as to why you're here, what purpose you serve, what's your destination. If you wanted to do all that, know all that, practice your meditation, and the longer you do it, the better you become at it, the more settled you are, the easier it is for you to know thyself, which is a must. We say wake up. I wouldn't like the idea that you've missed your mark and what you were supposed to do, even though you think about it from time to time, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, you doubt it. But I would want everyone to know why they're here. If there's somebody dictating to you what your purpose here, what your purpose is here, you have to know that they're misguided and they're not telling you the truth, and they may have a hidden agenda, because nobody truly knows your purpose except for you. And when you take the time and the effort into getting to know what that is, you will live that prosperous life. Were you sitting or standing or whatever you're doing right now, you chose, you made a conscious decision to be there. You are acting and you're living by the thoughts that you have. So if you're not as happy as you think you want to be, it's all in you, within you, to change that. When you came here through birth and decided to be human being, all the plans were laid out for you. And because of what we go through in life, we tend to forget, or we're told other things, or others may take our opportunities away from us and not allow us to grow into the beautiful flower that we could be. Actually, that was one of the questions today, and I'm going to go right there and say, somebody asked, what is the flower of life? It is said that the flower of life has all the secrets of our existence, everything about us. And they speak about geometry, they talk about coming together, they talk about straight lines, non-straight line, everything is in a curve. And this plant, this symbol, has all the secrets of that. And the scientists for many decades and generations have been trying to figure it out. And I'm not going to tell you now that somebody has figured it out, but each attempt gets us closer to truly understanding how we're supposed to be. We've come to conclude that there are other existence that were here before us that had what appears to be greater intelligence than we have. That's a tricky one because we don't know how to measure it. However, they've done stuff that we haven't been able to do, and there's evidence to support that they've had airplanes and, you know, microcomputers and all these things. So I don't know how true that is as to what level of their education that they've reached, because as we progress, we understand, and science has proven to us many times, that there's more to it. There's more to this game. There's more to life that we haven't figured out yet. So going back to the question about what is the flower of life, apparently it has all the information that is required for us to know. So no more guesswork, though you can meditate and get closer to an understanding. You can bring yourself to that place where you get a great understanding of what life is. And it's simple for us. It's meditating. If you get into your meditative state, and some say chanting, you're breaking up the momentum of what is consistent within you, and you're taking a break. You're just relaxing for a little bit and allowing your inner self, the spiritual self of you, to connect back with the real spirituality before the body. Okay, and I've said this, I haven't said it recently, but it's as if you are in the state to meditate. It's as if you're opening the jar and allowing what exists inside this empty jar to interconnect with what exists on the outside of it, your spiritual connection. And meditation does that with you, and it takes you into a higher level of understanding, a higher level of consciousness. It allows you to learn and understand that the God that you believe that exists is actually you. I get in a lot of trouble for saying that, and a lot of the questions I may have to answer on the show talks about us saying that the God that is me saying that the God that exists is you. Take a step towards getting in a higher level of consciousness and go to the point where you can understand just how massive you are and what the purpose of this life is. When you get that gut feelings inside, it is telling you that your higher self or the spiritual existence is communicating with you. We call it the gut feelings, where you don't have to say, I wish I should have, could have, would have, that kind of thing, because you always walk away from a situation going, I knew I should have done that, or I should not have done that. That's your connectivity with your spiritual world trying to give you the guidance. Many times you'll say, don't do that, don't go there, you know, run away, and we avoid it, only to come back to say, oh boy, I knew it, I should have stuck with it or not, and so on and so forth. That's your inner voice speaking to you from a higher level of consciousness. You have what we call the observer. There's a side that sits there as if a person with a folded arm just watching you go through life. If you're going into a bad place, that observer will react, jerk you from it, delay this, do that, wake you up, do something, because it's not your time. And something will just happen where you say, oh my God, what was that? Or golly gee, what was that? The observer that travels with you, almost like a partner, a chauffeur then, or a navigator, let's say that. You're driving the vehicle, you have a navigator or sailing the boat or whatever the case may be, and at time they will react if it's going to be serious. And you've had it, we say, don't take that trip, don't eat that food, don't get involved with that person or these people. You know what I mean? So they're always there. We try to wake you to a higher level of this consciousness so you are fully aware of it. So going back to what I was saying, the flower of life is supposed to have all the answers, and they're working on it at times every day to be able to give us a different method to live, another way. I can't say better or worse. I can say different, because all of that is relevant to your views on it. You may think a rainy day is horrible because it's ruined your beautiful wedding, where the farmer is really thinking it's wonderful because it's harvest the food that's going to feed you and potentially give the food to the people who are coming to the wedding that was ruined. You know, that whole circle of life thing. Wake up. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. I just had to answer that question because it's one of the ones that popped up there. And it's important that you understand you are your own God. It's important to understand that all the things that are happening to you is because you are participating, or you're allowing it, or you've taught somebody how to treat you, or to, you know, interact with you, but you also have the ability to change everything within your path. You have that ability to do it. You are the doctor that could take care of your own body. Please learn that part. You are the doctors that could take care of your own body, become your own doctor. I'm not saying ignore the one that you have right now. I'm saying that you could follow certain steps in life where you may not need to rely on another source at all outside of you to govern you and for you to live your best life possible. Wake up, everybody. You're listening to Barrington. I have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It opens the gate or even introduces to you that there is a gate that could be open for you to journey through to make your path, to join the path of least resistance. This book is available to you on Amazon. You could look it up, Awaken Ascension Guide. Or if you were to go Barrington Awaken, it would also pop up. And it's on Amazon.com. Enjoy, great read. If you, like others who are sending me questions during the week, I appreciate them. Most time, I do get to most of them and I do respond to them. Again, I'm going to remind you to try to be kind and courteous to everybody, and tolerance is what makes the world a great place. A lot of us practice it. Everyone should. You could send an email to me at awaken1308@gmail.com, and there I'll get your questions. And of course, you've heard it as the show was being introduced. We have a website, HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. And that's where you could see our what we've been doing, all the shows that we've done. And we're touching 3 years, I guess, maybe even more longer, that we've done is posted there. Today's show will be there as well. It's called Today, funny name. However, all the other shows that we've done for the last 3+ years, they're there. Every one of them. And if you go through and see something that tickles your fancy or topic that you might be interested in, do it. Also, just click on and it's yours to listen to. Also, to understand, a lot of the times on my show, I do a lot of feel good, pick up, get you that vibe going. So if you could get on the show and you're not feeling all that great, you've been down or just stuff happening, you want to take a break, you don't have the opportunity to go for a walk by the river or through the forest, which is what I recommend all the time. Cut your TV time down a little bit, especially if you're here in Canada where the weather is the best right now, and go for a walk. Throw that in there. See if you can just go for a walk every day, and it'll get everything working for you. Good, clear your mind, walk. Don't need to listen to the music. Try to listen to the sound of the forest or the bees or the water running, whatever. But it will do amazing things for you. We say wake up. Wake up. And if you do find that show if you find a program on this website that I just gave to you, take a listen and tell other people to take a listen. Sometimes you just need to hear somebody to remind you of how fantastic you are. Welcome to the show, everybody. My longtime listeners, as well as new listeners from wherever you're listening from. Thank you for joining us. And to all, it took a while to get there, but welcome home. Home is where you belong. We're going to take a minute there to check to see if we've got anything in the email before I dive into the show.
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. You can write to him right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. Here's an email that kind of goes with that. Lance wanted to know if Barrington is in the studio every week. And just to remind folks, since COVID, all of our broadcasters, they broadcast via Zoom from their home location or office location or their home studio. So in the radio station, we just have engineers and that kind of thing that produce shows. But Mr. Barrington is in his own home studio via Zoom. So that's the beauty of that technology. That's from Lance. So I just thought I'd answer that. Candy wrote in. Candy wants to know, what do you mean by the universe in you? Am I a planet? Okay, Candy, we'll get to that. Ralph writes in. There are three entities of the body from which I know, and they are the soul, the spirit, and the body. Can you touch base on what is meant by each one? That is from Ralph. Charles writes in, do you have a take on which is better, cremation or burial? I'm not sure if it really means anything. What is your take on that? That's from Charles. Sam writes in here, and Sam writes, I did in fact get your book. It is one of the most amazing books I've ever read. Very good job, well done. Thank you, Sam. You can send us some money. we answered, let's see here, Lance. Yep, we answered Lance. We do our shows from Zoom. Let's see. Brett is a new listener. He says, I'm from Niagara Falls, Ontario, enjoying the show. A friend of mine told me about your show a couple of weeks ago, and this is the first time that I had a chance to listen in. Very interesting. That's from Brett. And I believe that's it. Again, folks, if you'd like to write in today, instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Anytime during the week, you can write to Barrington directly, awaken1308@gmail.com. Back to you.
Just a quick note where you say awaken 1308. Everyone asked me where that came from. 1308 was the year 2013 and the eighth month or something happened, and I kind of realized, wow, this spiritual world does exist. So that's where that came from. I could talk about that another time. 13 is the year 2013 and 08. And I've been wanting to do this ever since, but that was the day I had a jump on it. Okay. Having said all that, Brett, thank you very much for listening to the show, coming to the show from Niagara Falls. Wow, lucky you. Beautiful place. And I've been in Canada for 40 some odd years, and I make a trip down there as often as I possibly can. So thank you for joining the show. I hope you love it. Hope you enjoy it. And I hope you understand that we're doing this. It is a spiritual game for everybody. It's a place for us to grow. Sam, thank you so much for loving the book. I have had reviews on it, and I've had a lot of people who's read it and gave a comment on the book and what it's doing or has done for them. And my thing is always saying, okay, you're done with it. You don't want to keep it, pass it to another friend, and so on and so forth. So thank you very much for that book. And I do recommend people go out and try it. It took me almost 20 years to gather all that information that I've put in that book. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks again. Cremation or burial? Either way, you're going right back into the earth, right? And to me, it makes no difference. I make a joke with my sons all the time that's, please, after I'm gone, put me in a weather balloon and let me just keep going. Sky is my limit. Anyway, everybody laugh, and they don't really take me serious. But yeah, put me in a weather balloon and let me fly. And where I land, nobody knows. Anyway, so do I want to be cremated? That wasn't your question. It's cremation or burial? Or funeral? Burial. It makes no difference. Either way, you end up in the earth, right? If you're being put in a casket and put into the earth, eventually you become a part of that over years and years and years and years, where you just return back to the dust of the earth. Okay, now if you're going to do the cremation thing and the life ends and, you know, you're put in a furnace or whatever, and you've got ashes, it goes back right to the earth. If it goes into the ocean, no matter where it happens, it goes right back to the earth. So we're on this recyclable thing, and it doesn't make a difference which way you go. Either way, you're just leaving the body. You, the spiritual self, is just leaving the body. And when you do that, the body goes back to the earth and you go back to your spiritual existence, which is here. There is no other place out there that you're going to go that I'm aware of or anybody's willing to talk about. A lot of speculations and whatnot, but the spiritual existence is here as well as the physical existence, which brings me right into Ralph's question about spirit, soul, and the body. So there's three existences. There is a body, of course. The soul is the spirit. So those two consider the spirit. Maybe you're talking about the will, but they're the same. They've come from a spiritual existence. They come into body to make one. People call that your soul. It's the soul of the body, you know, maybe the nucleus or the common denominator, whatever the case may be. You're coming from a spiritual existence into a physical existence. They call the spiritual part of it the soul. A lot of religious group talks about the three entities of the body, the spirit, the soul, and the body, spirit, and soul. Yeah, or mind, or whatever the case may be. It's all one. Yeah, you just dice it as you want. It's all one. Split it up as much as you need to. It's still all one. It is when the body is over, you lay it down, and you go back to where you've come from. In the midst of it all, we're a body, we're this person. Yeah, there's an energy among us, and some wants to call it spirit. And when it's over with and you lay it down, you are returning back to the spiritual world. But everything is one. You're connected to everything that exists. You're all one. You're all connected to the same thing. Every single one of us are connected to the same thing. You're the people that lives in the Far East as you could possibly go, is that Timbuktu? I don't know. Or the Ivory Coast or wherever it is from where we are today. But you're still connected. You're still connected. You're still connected to that same person. Everything that lives. We say the God that governs all of us is the sun. It gives us life, gives us food, gives us warmth. It gives us everything that we need. So we're all connected to all of it. You're just one piece of the whole massive pie that you're part of. So this will explain how is as to whether or not the universe is within us. We're not this small entity that weighs 150 or 180 pounds and you know, we serve 25 to 75 years or whatever the case may be, and it's all over and done with. No, you are the universe. And in order for your body to be formed as to what it is, it's a matter of, imagine scraping up everything and, you know, packing it like we did with clays and making a head and do all these things and blow into it and call it a body. Well, you're made of all the substance that exists on this planet. The best analogy, one of my analogies that I've used over the years is that you're trying to bake a cake, okay? And you get all the ingredients that the cake needs, the flour, the sugar, the whatever you put in your cake. I'm not a good baker. You know, all those things you put in the cake. And then you mix it, you saturate it. And then you put it in an oven, maybe. And then you'll bake it at the temperature. And then, you know, 9 months later, you take it out, and then it's a real human being. Every part of that body, every part of that cake has all the ingredients that you've added to it. The water from the planet, from the universe, the dirt from the universe, diamonds, you know, salt, mercury, all of it is a part of what we're part of. And we are just a slice of that huge universe. So whatever is out there, it's in you. You're all connected to the same. It's all within you. It's all within you. You are the universe. And that's why I'm trying to explain or say to somebody, don't settle for being that small person that we're told to believe that we are. No, we can't do anything crazy like fly, but we could buy a ticket and put ourselves in an airplane and fly to other countries. But it is incredible, and it's an honor for you to get the job of being human. It's incredible. Don't waste it. Don't be mad at nobody for any time longer than is necessary. Don't waste the time. Your moments here is very, very important. And you did come with an agenda. You did come with an agenda. But your time that you're spending here is important. You need to understand that. Wake up. Wake up and live your best self. Lance, you're asking whether or not We're performing in a studio, and I've been I do that in my office in Toronto, Scarborough. I tried it from home. We started in the studio, then COVID happened. Gary explained a lot of it, and then I moved home. I can't do the work from home thing, so it's too distracting for me. And I love for those who can do it. And when I do my show, I do have an office, a studio in Toronto, and that's where I do the shows from every time we do a show. So I hope that helped you. Thank you very much, everybody, for being there. So today I said I was going to answer some of the many questions I get from time to time. I get people asking questions. And oh, look at that. I did maybe answer some. Are we truly God? That was the first question I had. Are we truly gods? The quick answer is yeah. We are. We're the only gods that exist, and a lot of people don't like me saying that. You know, many passages in the books that you read make references to us being sons of the Most High, or daughters too, but back then they, you know, people, human beings, we've come from the Most High. And the book makes a lot of references to that. And we're created in His image. Kind of makes me wonder if no one's ever seen him, how would they have an image for it? But anyway, we're human beings, and everything that shares the planet shares the same energy. We're connected to all of it. And the God that exists is you. And that's hard for a lot of people to accept, because they feel as if for some reason or another, somebody out there is coming to rescue them, or have got their back, or save you. The question's always been for me, save you from what? Save you from what? If I am the holiest believer there is out there, and I'm on an airplane with the evilest people that's out there, and we have an accident, I'm gone. I'm not being saved. I am going. So how am I being saved? Or if it was a tsunami, an earthquake, a car accident, all these things, how am I being saved? Wake up and do your own researches and practice and plan and try to figure out if there's an entity out there that's coming to rescue you. And the sad reality for me is that a lot of people is comfortable in just saying it is what it is. That's what's going to happen. And I'll just live myself, do what I do. And no one's coming to rescue you. I'm just saying, I've said this before. Imagine being on the ocean and in the back of you're swimming on the ocean from the ice, corner of the eyes, you see this giant fin coming towards you. Go ahead and pray and see what's going to happen. That giant fin is probably going to be the last thing you see. And my point being is that you must take action instead of relying on something, some entity, some source out there to come and rescue you, because I assure you, it's not going to happen. All that is given to you is a promise. And you well know, promises are only comforting to foolish people. You're giving up everything you own because of a promise. Here's another question that came in today. I read it this morning. I don't remember when it came in. It talks about, do we have free will? Do we as human beings have free will? Well, the answer is yes, we do. However, the people who are pushing the agenda that says we do have free will and that's why we may end up in hell, the people who are pushing the agenda also state that our God, their God, has a plan for you. So it makes me wonder, he has a plan for me after my free will or during? Or if he's got a plan for me, or it or they or them have a plan for me, what point do I have free will? Because my plan here is to become a ballet dancer. Nothing wrong with that. But what if My supposedly creator wanted me to be a football player. You see how those two probably don't work out. So when is my free will? After I finish being a ballet dancer? So free will is an absolute truth, but the people who are telling you that you have free will, there's a mistake there somewhere. Because you can't have free will when you're stating that somebody has a plan for you. Maybe I don't understand it. Maybe you could clarify it and send me that answer. This is going to be another. Okay, so here we go. Do I believe Jesus was crucified on a cross? Do I believe Jesus was crucified on a cross? Okay, so you see, I don't believe he existed as it's been portrayed in the book. I don't believe he did this and that. I think that's all a story that was made up. So if I don't believe if he is the real McCoy as according to the book who's explaining him, then if he's not real to me, crucifixion couldn't have happened. How do you crucify something that's somebody else's imagination? So answering that question, no, I don't. I don't. The reason a lot of what you choose to carry your life with, it's real to you because you made it real in your mind. It is only real to you because you believe it's real. And that's the truth. If you should, for a minute, say, I don't believe it's real, there you go, bang. You're on your way. When you take your belief and compare it to another person's beliefs, you may say to yourself that you're more right, where the other person who's having this debate with you, saying they're more right and they're more accurate and they know for sure that you are wrong because you can't be right, I'm right. And the argument continues. But it's simple as you don't believe theirs, you believe yours. Which brings me to saying there's over 20,000 different religions out there. But yours is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you. I don't believe that. Ooh, questions are good today. Do I believe that we were born in sin? Okay, it's one of those questions I'm going to have to explain that, and it'll explain a couple of things. One being, if you don't believe sin is real, then you cannot be born in it. I think I know sin according to how it's been portrayed to us as a violation to the rules that we should be following. When we break a rule from one of these holier-than-thou books, we have committed a sin. If the book, in my opinion, is not real, then there cannot be a sin. If the book doesn't exist, there can't be a sin. Okay. So the question is, are we born in sin? Well, no. No, right off the jump, no. That answered two questions. There is no sin, and sin is made up. And they say, because you've broken a rule as to how to live, you have committed a sin. Okay, who knows how I should live? And because I choose not to do it. Does it make it a sin? I just choose not to follow it. I'm of a spiritual mind, and I believe that we can all live among each other and be tolerant of one another and be kind to each other and get along well. When somebody jumps out of line and starts to governing bodies and control and manipulating into all things to us to follow in their footsteps, They're benefiting. They want to benefit. Another question came in that says, did God make man, or man made God? That's really deep when you think about that. Some of the believers out there are saying, yes, well, of course, God made man. And if he didn't, how did man get made? And I could go through all the religious stories and show you where the story of how everything began it doesn't make any sense. And you don't need to get past grade 8. And I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm simply saying, you know, when we figured out that the world isn't flat, we had to rewrite a book. When we figured out that the earth is not the nucleus, is not the center of the universe, we had to write a new Bible. When we figured out the life giver is the sun, we condemn anything to do with sun, praise, worship. But, you know, we cannot live without that God. So we're part of all things that happens. So did man create God, or did God create man? We say man created the God simply because it benefits them. It benefits that person, because he's using it in your favor. He's in his favor to manipulate and control. I could show you where there's churches that's owned slaves, and you can't call that moral and just while you speak of God. We created it because a lot of people want an answer. A lot of people feel comfortable knowing somebody's got their back. They don't have to work hard, they don't have to follow this, and they just throw it all into that belief. And I said it earlier, are we being protected? But we would have created that because it benefits us. Or if to say we're a better group of people, if to say we're a stronger group of people, and we follow this God, that's why we're strongest. Or we're better because we, you know what I mean? We just use it in our favor. And that's pretty much the thing of it. Did man create God, or God create man? God was made by man. Or, you know, mankind. Please don't be offended. I'm just telling you. Mankind is what I'm trying to say. You don't have to go too far to answer that. Just look at our lives and see who benefits from believing that system, and see who's not benefiting from it. And if it was equal and we're all created equal as one, you can't see how some would get a bigger piece of that cake. We talked about bacon earlier. And look at the consequence. Look at the consequences if we don't follow those rules. It just makes no sense that the true and living, loving God that we talk about would want me to burn in hell forever. Whew. I don't have a problem with that. I know hell doesn't exist, but if it did, I'd want to go there, honestly. And I'm not trying to frighten people. Sounds like where the party's going to be. I'm just being who I am. But I know it doesn't exist. So, and the burning of the body that you don't have, and all these things, is just another made up factor that we govern our lives by. We hide behind the life. You know, when our children were misbehaving, we said, if you don't smarten up, we're going to cancel Christmas or the Easter Bunny or Halloween. And that holds them at bay for a couple of minutes, and then they realize that they're kids and they'll go back to being children. But we use that weapon to get them, for them to straighten up and fly right. And we say, Christmas, you know, this is the biggest thing going on. I celebrate Christmas with my children, but because they enjoy it. They're past that, but they did enjoy it. Thank God they're past that. But anyways, the point being is that the consequences that we will face if we don't follow those rules, it doesn't make, it's like, wow. You know, if you jaywalk across the street, and then you're going to get 50 years in life for that, 50 years in prison for that, that's a little harsh, don't you think? Where your intent was not even to jaywalk, you're just walking. So the crime doesn't seem to be, the punishment doesn't seem to be worth the crime at all, because you're going to be there forever, eternal life, being roasting and can't do anything. Man, you must have a thick skin of something, because I think if you roast it, anyway, I'm not going to go into that, but yeah, if there was a place down there called the HE Double Hockey Stick, I'd probably want to end up down there, because it sounds like where the party is going to be. My opinion, please don't take it on as your own. Okay, so we answered if God created man, and we go through all of this. So having gone through a great portion of the show today, and some of it may have sounded a bit morbid, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole today. I'm simply saying that we are who we are. If you want to elevate yourself to a better place, you want to start understanding more of yourself. And by doing so, you practice your meditation. Okay, practice your spirituality. Meditation sounds like something, you know, a great challenge. But it's like anything else. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it. The more you do it, the more you learn about what your true life is all about. So we're going to try to go on to the topic today of just a little bit more time in meditation, just a little bit more time in taking care of number one, which is you, just a little bit more time in understanding that you are the most important thing that's alive. And don't take that egocentric attitude towards life and go, you're Mr. Big Stuff or Mrs. Big Stuff. Just understand that everybody who's on that, who's on this planet alive today, has the same equal share of that cake that we just talked about, bacon. Same ingredients, you know. The crust is probably different than the harder in texture than the central part of the cake, but the point is it is still the same cake. And, you know, some are a little bit more, it's all the same ingredients that's made it all. And we've come from the same place. And I say this as an analogy I use all the time by simply stating that you have the ability within you to change the outcome, the outlook of your life. You have that within you. So give it your all. Give it your all as if your life depends on it, because it does. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are the driver of the ship that you're on. Sailor, whatever, captain, whatever you want to call it. But wake up, you are in control. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple of emails, folks. Of course, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. You can write to us anytime during the week. That email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. Laura wrote in, she says, Barrington, do you ever pray? And if you do, who would you pray to? That's from Laura. Mike writes in, I know your take on God, etc., but do you believe there was a man named Jesus walking the earth? Perhaps he was not God, but could he have been a prophet? Do you believe in Jesus? That's from Mike. Paula writes in, I love your shark example. If a shark is after you in the water, what do you do? I would get the hell out of there. That's Paula. Stan wrote in, loving this show. I am a listener who lives in London, England. That's from Stan. And Amy says, Barrington, be careful for what you wish for, because if there is a hell, you are doomed. That's from Amy. Back to you.
Amy, that's, thank you for the little chuckle there. If there is a hell, I am doomed. Yes. Or if you think hell is a place, what if you think hell is great? How am I doomed? You know, anyway, I am not wishing for a non-existent place. I was making a joke. If it did exist, like you did, if it did exist, then I could probably pay a very hefty price for eternity. Wow, that's a heck of a long time. That's a heck of a fine to pay. For sinning, I think that's the reason. But Let me just say, hell does not exist, and no one can prove that it does. And if it did exist, what would be burning, the body that I laid down to the ground? Or is that merciful God of mine going to raise me up and put me in another body and send me on down there because I didn't follow the rules? It's made up by man, and it's controlling you. Please don't allow the rest of your life to be given away by taking a promise as truth. Promises are comforting to other people. Do your own research. I just thought I'd say that. Stan, hey, thank you for listening to the show. Wow, in England, appreciating it. I hope you're loving the show. We of course, everybody knows that we're sort of international, and we have listeners from all around who wants to listen. In England, thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of the show. I hope you will enjoy it. Stick with us. We talk about spirituality. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. And be there every day. By the way, this same show is going to be repeated on Thursdays at 10 p.m. I think that time would probably work out best for the British person. I think so. I don't know the exact time, but anyway, it'll be 10 p.m. and it's on Thursday night. Thank you for being a part of the show. Do I believe there's a man named Jesus? Was there a man named? Okay, I hope you. I was going to make a joke, but it probably would sound really bad that I have met a lot of Jesuses over the last few, my lifetime. Anyway, when you look and study and read the book that talks about Jesus as the Alpha, the Omega, the whole nine yards, a lot of people, in my opinion, has not read it, and he did not write it. And they talk about other people who had written the book in his stead, told the story of him. But if you research and look deep into it, the writers of the book, and they say Matthew, Mark, Luke, and all these people, they were hundreds of years away from the period that they're saying he was alive. And it was not eyewitness that says, oh, hey, let's sit down, brew, let me get a pen, and I'll start taking notes. 300 years later, a man who knew a man who knew a person told the story of this person. I hope you have played Broken Telephone in the past to see how unlikely for the truth to be brought forth through that method. And some of these men that were telling the stories were illiterates, and they didn't understand how to read and write these things. That's what that word means. So anyway, the point being is that, do I believe there was a, yeah, there's a lot of people, but is the biblical version of him? No, not for a second anymore. No, it doesn't make any sense. And it was hundreds of years after. And now, of course, it talks about he was crucified, and he was supposedly married to Mary Magdalene, and a whole bunch of things. And then if you read the book, and every time people sort of jump at my throat, I say, did you read it? And most answers would be, well, no, my pastor said, or my grandma said, or, well, okay, well, just sit down and read it, and then you'll see your own contradictions and start asking all these questions. The symbol that you hold most high is the one that said that was a torture, the method of torture, to be crucified. And we carry that around our neck only to remind us of what that symbol means. Do I pray? Wow. Okay. So that's I did a show maybe about a year and a half ago where we talked about prayer versus meditation and the pray. And part, the second part of your question was, who do I pray to? Well, I remind myself of things. I say things to myself to remind me to keep me in track of the things that I want to do. Do I pray? No, I used to. I don't. I open up my free mind and allow the brain to slow down for me to get what's out there to come from me. If I were going to pray, I would pray to a higher self, and that's when I write down something on the refrigerator door that says get milk, just a reminder, or take the car in for service and it's time. But that's if you call that praying, then yeah, I do that a lot. The older I get, the more I feel I need to. However, no, answering your question, I do not pray. And anybody who offers to pray for me, I tell them, please don't do that. Please, I don't need you to pray for me. Do you? And don't think you need to jump off your tracks and come and rescue me, because I was born like you were born, and I have a path that I'm taking, as you have a path that you're taking, and you have the right to do your own path taken, as I do. And I don't think it's, I don't appreciate you trying to drag me, yank me, convince me to take a journey with you. And then when I refuse to do it, you're telling me how horrible I am and I could go to hell. That H-E double hockey stick place. My decision, my ability to make my decision is the same as yours. You thinking that my decisions are wrong is wrong. They're not, they're for me. And you have no way of knowing my focus, my duty. So for you to try to convince me to follow your path is being quite egoic, or maybe just fearful. Just fearful. Do you understand you the best and try to be tolerant of everybody? Because we share this planet, regardless of if you want to believe it or not, we do share it. It's our home when we're in the physical. And I don't know that anyone's going to get a greater part of the soil to be buried into. Actually, I'm pretty sure you won't. We're 6 feet down, or we're in a crate, we're being cremated. And I assure you, your 6 feet down is the same as mine, and same as Tom, Dick, or Harry. And from that point, if you're telling me you're going into a higher place for all of eternity, you're just hoping that would be the truth. But in the onset, until that time happens, and it never will, but until it does, then yeah, you're laying right next to me, 6 feet under. Your spot is not better than mine. your part of the soil is not more fertile than mine, or anyone else's for that matter. I know it's morbid, I get it, we're on this path. So let's say, wake up and get on to your spiritual existence and see what life is all about. This couple of weeks I've had, you know, just going through life, I guess, changes. I was reminded to go back into my meditation, and something was bothering me. I go, what the heck? And the minute I say, what's up? The answer came right away. Go back into your meditation, because that's a place where you can best handle all the grief that you will get from life, the depression. Just go there. If you're falling asleep, that's fine. Go ahead and fall asleep. When you wake up, if you've got that minute, do it again and do it again until you get it. If you're having a hard time sleeping, actually, maybe that's a good place to start. Meditation. Open yourself up and reconnect to the universe. Like I said, remove that lid off the jar and allow what's in within yourself to connect with what's in exterior of yourself. You are the universe and everything is there. You just have to wake up and realize it and be big about it. Meditate. Give yourself 3 minutes in the morning when you wake up. The best time would be, and I get that it's not gonna, you're not just going to jump on it and be consistent with it. But what you can do is put it in your list of things that needs to be done and do it. And when you fall off the track of it, you get back on it. When you've tried and you've fallen asleep, okay, well, next time you wake up and you try, you're constantly getting yourself there. And until you get there and understand it, you will struggle. It's how life works. You have to go around that, you know, learning curve. It's just how life is. You have to follow it. You owe it to yourself to live the best life and to meditate to get there. Eat the proper foods. And I was saying earlier today that it's important that you know how to take care of your body. It's here for life, no pun intended. And you will do better if you learn how to take care of it earlier. You have the abilities. The worst thing you could possibly do is to give up. Do not give up. Go at it. Go at it. If it takes you 10 turns and you're still going at it, do 20. Do 30. To admit and give up is wasting a lot of time. And each time you give up, it's easier to give up again. And each time you've given up, it's easier to quit. And then quitting becomes easier, if that makes any sense. Wake up. Wake up and enjoy life. Learn to be the one that takes care of you. A lot of the people out there who are pretending to be the great caregivers, they've got their own agendas. Understand what you can, research what you need to, look at what needs to be done. Take good care. Don't eat the foods that the labs made. Eat the food that God made or the creators made. I say God, not you know, but the universe has provided food for us. That's what we need to take care of, what we need to eat. Wake up and understand how much you matter. How much you really matter. And you're not just a grain of sand on the beach like we were being told all the time. You are the beach. You're not in the universe. The universe is in you. Wake up and take that full responsibility of being your true self. I thank you all for listening. I thank you very much for being a part of my show today. Until we meet again, I want you to enjoy the week. And if you have a chance to catch a show on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock, same place, please do so. You're here in Barrington. Until we talk again, enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.